B-Pod Studios.
76ers are taking on the Sacramento Kings, Bob, as you said. Big game. All of them are big games from here on out. And a guy that this city has absolutely fallen in love with. Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, two guys they fallen in love with. And on the line with us right now from your 76ers before they take on the Sacramento Kings tonight, Mr. Tobias Harris. Tobias, what's going on, man?
Good morning. I'm doing well. What about you?
We're doing great now. The last time we talked to you, you had just been traded to the Sixers from the Clippers. So far, 14 games here in Philly. How are you enjoying it so far?
It's been great. I love it. Love the organization, group of guys. It's been a lot of fun.
Now, you've played for a lot of coaches, obviously, in your career thus far. I know you have a lot of respect for Stan Van Gundy, but for all the guys that you've played for, how does Brett Brown stack up against those guys?
He stacks up well. I mean, coach is a great coach. Knows the style of play, the way the NBA is going, players coach. And it's been great to just be here to be able to be coached by him. So I'm excited.
Tobias, the 14 games that I mentioned you played in Philly, eight of those, Joel Embiid didn't play because of injury. Bobby missed some games. Jimmy Butler missed a game or two. How's the chemistry coming together, and will it be ready in time for the playoffs?
Well, we hope it'll be ready. I mean, it's coming together. Day by day, we just got to continue to work, continue to help one another to get to the point where we need to be. But, you know, we've got so much talent on this group, so as long as we just come to work every single night and be ready to play, I think we'll be fine.
Hey, Tobias, man, I know that a lot of times we see you on Twitter and everything with the joking and everything with your friend, but, like, when I see you on the court, it's just a totally different look in your eye. Like, what do you do to get yourself in that game mode?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always focused because, you know, I got my mind set on helping my team win and going out there and competing, so. You know, way back off the floor, but on the court, I'm ready to go to war with my guys.
Tobias, from afar, you've seen Joel Embiid, you've seen Ben Simmons, but now you're with them. What were your first reaction to them, the way they play, how they kind of rule this organization? What was your first thoughts when you first started playing with them?
Just how talented they are. The skill set, you know, for Joel, just his size and ability to move like a guard. And then for Ben, just really his size and strength and speed. So, you know, they're both great players to play with. They open up the floor. They're able to make plays all night. So it's been cool to play with them.
Speaking with Tobias Harris of the 76ers. Tobias, since you were taken with the 19th overall pick out of Tennessee, like I mentioned before, you've been around a little bit. How's Philly holding up so far as NBA cities go that you've played in?
No, it's been great. I mean, there's great fan base, great organization, it's good restaurants. So I'm just finding my way around and just trying to, you know, take it one day at a time and, you know, just focus on really our team and helping us maximize our ability.
I know it's early to even predict this, but you mentioned even in your introductory press conference with the Sixers that you wanted to be at a place for a long time that showed you some loyalty. As far as the Sixers go in their front office right now, how's that been going so far?
Yeah, that's been going well. I mean, you know, the biggest thing for us is just focus on the winning aspect right now, helping our team get to the playoffs and go far in the playoffs. So, you know, that's really been the main focus.
Trey mentioned a second ago, you know, that eye of the tiger that you have during games. And we know your friend Boban Marjanovic well. We know you guys are close and all that. But what about the third piece? That guy Mike Scott that came over in that trade to the Sixers, he seems like he's got that edge as well. Can you tell us a little bit about Mike Scott?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mike plays the game. Just hard-nosed guy. Can space the floor. Versatile player. You can play him at the 3, 4, 5. He's been a huge piece for us, huge piece in the trade. He's been real solid all this time since we've been traded.
Tobias, how much do you familiarize yourself with the Eastern Conference now that you're over here? Philadelphia fans, before you got here, there's a frustration with the Celtics. You know, you see what Milwaukee, Toronto's doing. How much do you know about them, and what do you see from those teams?
I mean, they're good teams, you know, but I put us up there with anybody, so. You know, I'm locked in on our group. You know, there's obviously good teams at the top, of the East that we look at ourselves as a top team up there also. So we're ready to go with anybody.
As a still newly minted Sixer, I guess, Tobias, do you hate the Celtics yet?
No, like anybody that we play against. So I'm ready to play against whoever and take down whoever's in front of us. So, yeah.
Obviously, you always have confidence in your team, but how far do you think you and the Sixers can go this year?
You know, honestly, as far as we come together and take ourselves, I mean, you know, our goal is to get to the championship. Our goal is to be there. But it's going to take a lot from us as a group coming together and playing with that that joy and that passion. So we gotta work at it every day and mold ourselves to get there.
Tobias, I got to say, on a personal note, I owe you a huge thank you. You and Bobby were nice enough to play Bobby versus Toby for NBC Sports Philadelphia. I saw you guys at the 76ers Youth Gala. I will say you pulled out the victory there, but can you pronounce the word that I asked you guys to pronounce? Do you remember how to say it?
I cannot pronounce it.
Schuylkill, as in Schuylkill Expressway or Schuylkill River.
Yeah. There you go.
But you guys were great sports. We appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck tonight as you guys take on the Sacramento Kings, 7 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tobias, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.